Now, before we get into Jets and Yankees a lot more intently, there is a phone call we need to take. Because this gentleman who decided to call up Sports Talk Radio today is asking a question not just for himself, but he's asking a question for America. And so it is very important that Mac in Asbury Park is allowed on Sports Talk Radio so he can ask said question. Mac, do it for America. Please ask the question. Thank you.
Hey, Evan, thanks for letting me on. Love the show. Hey,
appreciate it.
So myself and my wife are both big Yankee fans, but she's also a Jets fan. Now, I thought that it would be nice to bring the little TV down so she could watch the Jets on the little TV while the Yankees play on the big one. And she's having a legitimate argument with me that the Jets have to be on the big screen and the audio on the Jets. What are your thoughts?
It's a great question, and we really appreciate you asking it because a lot of people are going to have that issue tonight. So, Tiki Barber, why don't you start off? What do you do?
So, the fatal flaw was that he made it his idea. Seriously. You had to convince her it was her idea.
Right.
To put the Jets on the small TV. And then you would have been all right.
So this is more of a...
You got to learn how to manipulate your spouse.
Tell me more, Tiki.
That's how you have to do it. You have to say, you know what? It's so intimate when you watch the Jets on a small TV. Like, you can really be close to them and see them, and nobody else can see what else is going on.
Right.
It'll be amazing for you to watch it by yourself.
Right.
That's what he should have said.
Yeah.
She should have said, oh, that's right.
You're right.
I want the Jets on the small TV. You can have the Yankees on the big TV because it's too intimidating.
You thought about this in a smarter way than I did.
Yes.
Because I thought about it in a very sports way. In a what should be on a big screen, a Jet Monday Night Football game versus a Yankees game one of the ALCS question. You thought about it in terms of I need my wife or husband, but in this case wife, to think she made the decision.
Exactly right.
You're a lot smarter than me, Teak.
Why? What would you have done?
So my answer was, so last night I'm a Met fan. So it's easier for me to say, well, I'm going to watch the Giant game, which I did. I didn't miss a snap. The Mets are my priority. Makes complete sense. Tonight, Jets, Yankees. It's easy for me. But a week from now, the Mets and the Jets may play at the exact same time. Okay? Sunday night could very well be game 6 of the National League Championship Series. And also... the New York Jets playing a Sunday night game against the Pittsburgh Steelers. You guys are aware of this?
Yes.
This. And by the way, 2 weeks from now, you'll get Giants and Yankees at the same time when they're in the World Series.
Okay, but that's 2 weeks away.
I'm covering all fan base.
Keep it in your whatever.
Pants.
Trying to keep it clean. I know, but we got kids around, Sean. Clean up your act.
They wear pants.
Anyhow, if it's my teams, the winner of this debate is the football game. And I want to explain why. I believe a baseball game is very easy. Sean Manaea just completes his fourth scoreless inning by getting Tommy Edmonton a little line drive to right field, thus the applause.
This game is only in the fourth inning?
Yeah, it's moving very slowly. Very slowly.
What in the world?
We may sign off before the game is over, which means who's partying with me, bro? Thank you. I think football on the TV, because there's so many more things going on.
Yeah.
Is the priority because of the complications of the sport.
Yeah, baseball you can watch without actually watching.
You can watch it in a smaller frame and not lose anything.
Right, you're scoring a game while doing a radio show.
That's correct.
You haven't missed a beat.
Yeah.
Doing
the show or the scoring part?
Both. I mean,
Lavernius
I don't know. I'm not looking at your book.
I was. Lavernius Coles is basically trashing the Jets, say they have no shot tonight without saying it. And there's Evan going, that's a strike. That's a ball.
I was just curious if Tiki and Wayne Krabbel were going to have fists. I mean, Wayne was taking shots at your boy.
I love
Nate, regardless of y'all's opinion of him.
But Wayne did not say, I like Nate. Mm. He did not.
No, he said he's an idiot, basically.
Yeah.
He doesn't know him. How can he be an idiot? How can you call somebody an idiot you don't know?
Wait, of course. You can call plenty of people idiots who you don't know.
That's just not nice to do, though.
Remember former President James Buchanan? Mm-hmm. He's a real idiot.
Yeah?
I never met him. He's been dead for 200 years. Idiot.
Why?
I mean, you really want me to get into this? You want me to break down policies of a president from 1857? We'll do it off air, I promise. We'll have a nice discussion about it.
Amazing.
I can't wait.
But I do think that football deserves if you are a fan of both, obviously, and there are a lot of Yankee Jet fans, believe it or not, there's a lot of them, I think you prioritize the football and the baseball is kind of easier on a second screen. I don't think DVRing is a great option.
No, but
I think it'll be spoiled.
I think the only time it alters, I agree with Evan's thought.
Thank you.
Unless it's a series clincher.
Hmm.
Put it this way, Evan. If it was the World Series and the Mets, yeah, it's the game to win the World Series, and you have a Jet game, I think you're watching the clincher to win it all.
Yeah. I hope I get that scenario.
No, I understand. But I agree with you. I just think that's the rare pivot. Football should get the primaries. One of 18 games.
Well, no. You asked me a question earlier. So, and both of you did, Tiki and Sean. Yeah. They said, what's more important for you today? The Mets winning game two versus the Jets winning Monday Night Football against Buffalo. And I said, it's very tough.
Yeah.
But I lean towards the Mets just because the Jets have a little bit more wiggle room even if they lose tonight. Now, if I ask that same question to our friends out there who are Yankees and Jets fan, I would say it's easily the Jets because while it is game one in your own building, I think with Gerrit Cole in game two and feeling like you're the better team than Cleveland anyway, I feel like losing game one is not ending your series. It's not costing you American League Championship Series. So I would actually value tonight's Jet. You answer this because you're obviously the Yankee fan. You're not a Jet fan either way.
But I'm going to
deal
with
this. Don't you think the Jet game matters just like a tiny bit more?
Yes.
In terms of being able to recover? I keep kicking Loogie.
Yes.
Right.
And no, I move a lot. I'm sorry, pal.
Also, you have to be diligent on the remote. The moment one goes to the commercial, you go to the sound on the other, by the way. You work it into both if you could do that. But I'm telling you right now, I'm leaving here tonight, and I'm going to my father's house, his backyard, and my two brother-in-laws are Yankee Jet fans, and they will have both games on. I don't know what I'm walking into sound-wise. Mm. And I would respect them if they wanted the Jet sound. My father might have something to say about that. But I get it. The football should take priority.
You hate the Jets, Sean? Just admit that in front of everybody.
I can't stand the Jets. I can't wait for the Bills to go up and down the field in the win tonight. I can't wait.
Good.
Let's go, Buffalo. Let's go, Buffalo.
No, don't do that. It's one thing to hate the Jets. Don't give me the
you
let's go.
You got one fan over there.
You hate clapping on his helmet.
All right.
Would you rather see the Yankees win tonight or the Jets lose tonight?
Yankees win.
Are you sure?
Yankees win. Because you know what? Ayahuasca Bryce Petty will blow all the games. Give me the Yankees.
You love that nickname.